Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. We have made it to the back half of the week. Give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledge the space that you're in.
We've made it to the back half of the week, so give yourself a pat on the back. We're over the hump. Feels so good. This week really did chug along slowly, but now it's all downhill from here. Happy birthday to the Snatchler.
Yes, it is a big day here at the Morning Toast. Our coworker, confidant, counselor, Margot, our sister, it is her birthday today, so make sure to wish Margot a happy birthday. Margot, we love you.
We love you so dearly. Lets her know that we talked about her on the show, just let her know that we love her so dearly and we hope that she has the best day ever, and that's all that we said.
Yeah, and she'll never hear this because she's not a supportive counselor, but it's her birthday. I'm not going to say anything mean.
She'll hear it through the grapevine. People like to let her know.
People like to let her know only when we say, like, borderline mean stuff, which we never do.
But we're giving you full permission to let her know that we spoke about her today, just wishing her the best on her birthday. It's always exciting when it's the Snitch's birthday.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to say something kind of crazy. Like, I think I'm much more of a Stevie Wonder happy birthday girl than, like, the generic one. Like, when I was just about to sing, I was going to say, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Like, I just think that song's better. And I said what I said, and I meant it.
Yeah, well, she might not watch it today, but it's also Archie Mountbatten Windsor's birthday today.
I'm sorry, what?
Archie Mountbatten Windsor.
Oh.
It's his birthday today, so maybe
he'll... Meghan Markle's baby?
Meghan Markle's bebe. Maybe he'll be watching, and he gets a little taste of your beautiful singing.
Imagine if Archie grew up to be a toaster.
I can see it. Crazier things have happened. So happy birthday to everyone whose birthday it is today. Yes. Namely, Counselor Snitch.
Mainly Counselor Snitch, but also Archie. I am excited for today's show. We, of course, have, like, so much to talk about. The Real Housewives of New Jersey was on last night, followed by, like, one of the best episodes of Watch What Happens Live I've seen, definitely from remote studios. It was The Real House Husbands of New Jersey, and it was just a great episode, so we're going to dive into all of that during the TV recap. I watched a little bit of The Bold Type yesterday. I was so busy filming this vlog for Patreon, yes. And, like, it was killing me because I hate being busy, but also because I was like, I want to be watching The Bold Type, so only got to watch one episode before bed.
That's the best feeling, when you have something that you're so into that you can't wait to get back to it.
And it's, like, juicy one-hour episodes, well, 45 minutes with commercials, but how many seasons are there?
I think three, at least, and it's coming back soon.
Oh, it's still on?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
Someone told me that, like, you know, Jane gets better in the fourth season, so I think there maybe is already four.
Oh, then maybe there's four already.
I just love diving into a big, fat, juicy, like, show with, like, hour-long episodes, six seasons, 22 episodes, like, yeah, when I watch Lost.
It's all there waiting for you.
But I was busy because I was vlogging for our Patreon yesterday so I have closet organizers who come, like, maybe once or twice a year because of COVID. I haven't seen them in, like, 18 months. Like, the last time they were there, Kate was pregnant. And now her kid is, like, going to college. Right. Like, so I haven't seen them in so long. And my closet is, I was actually ashamed of myself, like, for letting it get that bad. Like, none of my cabinets closed. It was just pandemonium. And I can't even blame Ben because it was me too. We reorganized my whole closet. It really looks like a sickening Instagrammer's closet. Like, that's a closet I deserve. Like, I'm an elegant, sometimes queen. Like, sometimes. So did the whole process, went through, found the weirdest shit. For those who have already seen the video and wanted to know what the tarp was that I found.
Yes.
I actually thought for a second Ben had joined a cult and was in charge of their PR.
Claudia, I took a picture of the thing and I was going to post on my story, is Ben in a cult? But then I forgot. And I was going to text you, is Ben in a cult? And I forgot. But is Ben in a cult?
I found this like weird tarp that he had brought home like a few days ago. And he said, don't throw this out. So it's obviously important to him. And I opened it up. It's this huge tarp. Looks like when they set up for a step and repeat, it has like logos, but it's just this one symbol. And I was thinking, I'm like, does he run the events for a cult?
Is he doing PR for a cult?
So he said I could get rid of it. And he told me when he got home, he was like working on set like a few weeks ago for some like video shoot. And they told him he could keep it and he like wanted it. I have no idea. Like honestly, his answer just made me have more questions.
Totally. That's concerning.
But all I care about is that I got to throw it away. Like, in a closet clean out, me personally, I had 10 garbage bags full of donations. Like, I felt Ben had 3. Like, whatever. I don't want to get into it. But I throw everything away. And then, like, years later, I'm like, where was that really important sentimental thing? And yeah. I'm like, oh, I probably threw it away. Like, that's my cross to bear. And Ben's cross to bear is, like, he'll literally keep a receipt from 72 years ago. And he'll know exactly where it is. So,
yeah.
Different strokes, but it felt so good to get it done. My closet looks so good. I did before and after shots. I vlogged the whole thing. It was super fun. I got a little of my coffee drama in there because it was just like a really busy day. So check that out, patreon.com/morningshows. That's the first episode for the month of May.
So good. I really enjoyed watching it. You inspired me not to do anything yet, but like to think about doing something.
It's just the worst when like you know like your closet clean out is coming up. Like you're just going to have to do it soon. And to know that, like, it feels like Yom Kippur. Like, I'm on the other side of my closet clean out, like, 364 more days, probably till my next one. It feels so good.
I'm so happy for you. I really and truly am. It's the best feeling.
It is.
Oh, my nose is so itchy today. My allergies are just, like, my Zyrtec has been kicking in the last 5 days, but the allergies, they came for me this week.
They came.
In such a real way.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm on the mend, but it was tough for a second. But so if you see me scratching my nose, like I'm not picking it. I'm just like have an itchy nose.
No, I scratch my nose like literally all the time on the toast. And like sometimes I'm not going to lie, like I am picking it. But Aram takes care. He knows not to.
You know, I was like watching to wait for the camera to go off of me so I could scratch. But you know what? I'm just going to be real with you guys. Like I might scratch my nose on my close up. And I'm not picking it. Like, it's just my allergies.
No, normalize scratching in and around your nostrils, but not it not being nose picking.
Yeah, like we like should this. Have. Right, no. Or like you pick your nose with your index finger, but
all other fingers.
Like if I'm using my pinky, just know it's a scratch. Okay. I think that's a good signal. That way we don't have to like address it all the time.
Yeah, no, but like.
And that way if someone like takes a screenshot, it's just like, it looks weird, it's not gross. It's the pinky. It looks weird, not gross.
Yeah. That's just like a lot of thinking like, oh, my nose is itchy. I just like, I'm a human. I'll go scratch it. But no, I'm like, oh, let me switch my finger.
I think I can do it.
I think you can too.
I think because I'm like so self-conscious of it.
But I'm really glad you brought that up. Normalize scratching in and around your nostrils.
Yeah, like not everything is a
booger. Nose pick, booger moment.
No.
Sometimes it is though.
For sure. But like, I feel like picking boogers is like more of a hobby and not like a like something that like you, if you don't do it that second, like you're in pain. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you pick your nose like in private?
No, not with my finger, but like I will grab a tissue and just like go.
That's not picking your nose. That's like blowing your nose.
No, I'll go ham up in there with a tissue.
No, I definitely like, especially when I was a kid, like I was such a closeted nose picker. Like you really wouldn't see me do it in public, but like you would not believe how much time I spent in my bedroom picking my nose. And I'm proud to say, like, as an adult, like I definitely am way less, but I definitely still pick my nose
for like, sure. But also, like, if you're doing it in your bedroom alone, like that's your business. You owe us no explanation.
You know Ben had a booger wall
in your home?
No. Oh my god, when okay. He was a kid.
Oh well, okay.
Like, you know, you put the boogers behind your like bed frame or something, and then like when you move 6 years later your parents find your burger wall.
Stop, that is so disgusting.
Yeah.
No, but what you do in the privacy of your own home is your business and you owe us no explanation.
No, but I share everything.
But like so. What I was about to do on this couch, like I owed everyone an explanation.
Yes, this is a public forum.
That it was a scratch and that I haven't lost my mind and started picking my nose on the show.
When just know, like when and if the day comes that Jackie starts picking her nose on the show, like the end of the show is very close by. Like the final, we will be closing down the show.
I totally agree.
Obviously in such like a negative headspace if you start doing that. Like your mental health must be a priority.
I don't care about the show. I don't care about myself. Like it's I'm in a bad spot.
I just like I'm touching my nose a lot now that we're like talking about it.
You know? Yeah. No, I feel it. We can pivot. Other than all of that, yesterday, what did I do? Oh, I caught up on all the episodes of New Jersey that I had missed. I did go for a run on a treadmill and it was fantastic.
In my building's gym.
I got a slot and I went for a run on the treadmill using a Peloton tread class.
No, not the Peloton tread,
but I pull it up on my phone.
Did you learn nothing?
I pull it up on my phone and then I use the treadmill. I was extra cautious after yesterday's conversation and it was a really great workout. I'm really into switching it up right now.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. I really just like slaved away in the closet all day. And then got like so much work done. I forgot to do like one of my TikToks. It was really sad because I know people were really upset.
Oh my God. What was the TikTok you were supposed to do?
I've been starting this other new series. Here's what you miss on the morning toast in 60 seconds or less. Just for people, you know, who maybe don't know about the toast.
Bite-sized toast.
Crumb. The morning crumb. So I forgot to do that yesterday, but what was I going to say?
You were about to say something really major.
So somebody posted this in the Toast After Dark or else I never would have seen it. This meme going around of like the longest coffee order ever. Starbucks baristas are sharing their experiences with customers who literally have the longest orders. Like the stickers on the drinks like go all the way down.
Yeah.
So then this article was like writing about the meme. I think it was a Yahoo article. And then they were talking about how like trying coffee on TikTok is so trendy. TikToker Claudia Ashray tries a new beverage every day. And I'm like, did you just call me a TikToker? I think that's it. Official.
Dreams have been realized.
I'm moving to LA and I'm proud to announce I'll be joining the Hype House.
I think you're going to love it there.
And their new Netflix show.
I think you're going to love it there. They're having a new Netflix show?
So it's so funny. They have a Netflix reality show. Netflix is like really investing in reality shows. They have one on Netflix and like, so the Hype House, in its when COVID first started, it was like Addison, Charlie. What it is now, it's like literally like six people. I don't know who any of them are. Like all the cool people left. So it's not cool anymore. There is another house where all the boys from Hype House went. It's called Sway House. They're like sponsored by Triller. But like a bunch of losers are left in the Hype House.
But like they're losers compared to like the big names.
Yes.
But they're still like if you join the Hype House, like you would reach a level of TikTok fame. Like it's something.
You would reach a lot of followers. I don't know if you wouldn't reach TikTok fame. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok fame.
Yeah, like, not real fame.
Specifically TikTok fame.
So when Netflix announced that they got a reality show, like the TikTokers went wild because Hype House is like literally a joke and people were furious that Hype House got a season one, but the Society never got a season two. And literally, like, that was, like, the cause. Like, people were furious about that in particular. And I'm so glad that the Gen Zs on TikTok, like, have their priorities in order.
Me too. I'm glad to hear that people have not given up for Society season two.
I will never give up. Like, ever.
Ever.
I'm literally booking a flight to Silicon Valley, heading to the Netflix headquarters, and literally banging on their door.
Knock, knock.
Whose fucking decision was that? Somebody who should be fired because they're obviously not in tune with what's necessary.
They're obviously not good at making decisions.
No, not at all. And it still hurts.
Yeah. Well, when does this Hype House show come out?
I don't know, but like I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, that sounds like something that's in tune with what's necessary. Like that's what the kids are up to. I feel like even when Hype House was popping off at the beginning of COVID, we were like, someone get a film crew in there and like make it a reality show. So someone
I just wish they didn't wait till all the cool people left.
1 year later, someone listened.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do here at the Morning Toast. Tell people what to do.
Okay, now I think, without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of someone's dreams to gifting a once-in-a-lifetime piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. So BlueNile.com sells really the most stunning fine jewelry, diamond jewelry, cocktail rings, tennis bracelets, gold layering jewelry, etc. And it's so stunning. I actually got a gorgeous pair of hoops, mini hoops, from BlueNile.com. And they're just beautiful and they're very elegant. And it's really not like anything I've seen in the jewelry world right now.
They're so stunning. I think we got the same pair. They're like little medium-sized rainbow hoops with these beautiful stones that are so beautiful.
So whether you're marking a milestone or simply celebrating in general, BlueNile.com offers fine jewelry perfect for every occasion, and their spring jewelry trends are in full bloom. Whether you're looking for a statement piece or everyday elegance, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry for every occasion. So they're super credible. They have a long history. They have over 165,000 ratings and counting, with 90% at 4 stars or higher. Blue Nile is committed to ensuring that the highest ethical standards are observed when they source their diamonds and jewelry. Each diamond is GIA graded, which allows you to view the unique qualities, which is carat, color, and cut, and be confident of the quality you are buying. Blue Nile is different from their competitors because they don't mark up to mark down. BlueNile.com's everyday prices are competitive to other online retailers' sale prices. They also have legendary services with expert advice 24/7, 30-day returns. When you commit to a piece, so does Blue Nile. They have guaranteed service and repair for life. So if you're kind of reckless like me, you can feel good shopping at Blue Nile. Make the moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And the Morning Toast listeners get $50 off your purchase of over $500. So this exclusive offer is only good for the Morning Toast listeners. Use code TOAST. Code TOAST at BlueNile.com. Check it out. Go to BlueNile.com today. Shop stress-free with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Find your forever piece.
Love it. Okay, first story, some big digital news. Prince William and Kate Middleton launch a YouTube channel. Prince William and Kate are bringing the monarchy to YouTube. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge launched their YouTube channel on Wednesday with a 25-second video montage of the couple at various philanthropic events and galas. He said, by the way, you have to be careful what you say now because these guys, they're filming everything. She says, I know. The compilation ends with Kate candidly telling her husband, you didn't need to roll your R's. He says, do I not? Fans will also get to see clips of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth and William and Kate's three children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis.
So I'm feeling kind of conflicted about this. Let me tell you why. Because I do feel like, and what I've learned from The Crown is that Queen Elizabeth has been really instrumental in ushering the royal family into a new generation, the 21st century. And this is like, they have Instagrams. Like, I get it. Something about this just feels like it's been taken too far.
Okay. I was really surprised because I saw this news first. I watched their little teaser video and I was like, this is so cute. It reminds me of when we saw in The Crown, like how Queen Elizabeth like invited like TV cameras into her home and it was like, it was a shock to everyone, but it was like TV is the future and we're going to be a part of the future. So to me, this just feels like it's like history joining the 21st century, 2021. Like we're on YouTube now. And yes, and they are on Instagram. So they obviously are embracing social media. But then I read the comments on the Instagram, the Morning Toast Instagram post, and people are so not here for this. Like they think it's like Kate and Will are going to be doing like Drunk Get Ready With Me and like doing like classic, classic YouTube content, which I don't think that they're going to do.
No, it's going to be like they're like boring everyday work, like, you know, going to visit like different, you know, organizations. Like it's just going to be like, it's not going to be classic YouTube content. It's honestly just going to be like what they do on television every time they go visit their royal tours, visiting villages. Like, yeah, it's just going
to
be that.
It's just like another place to, for them to upload these videos that they're already taking.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was like that big of a deal that they're starting a YouTube channel. I mean, if she starts doing like cooking tutorials and like how to use the Dyson Airwrap.
I would watch that.
She needs to do a blowout tutorial for everyone.
For everyone. And honestly, if they don't give the people what they need, I am fucking unsubscribing.
Yeah. So I was personally here for this and I read the comments. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess like I'm not.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't agree with everyone else. And I get what people are like, this is a weird move. Like if you expect them to be like doing YouTube content, but I think like they have camera crews that follow them. They're always making these little videos. They post a lot of videos on their Instagrams and stuff. This just seems like a new place to upload their existing like kind of boring video content.
I think that the concept of them having a YouTube channel is not bizarre at all. Like companies have YouTube channels. It's not just people anymore. It's not just influencers. Like I don't think that's weird. I just think like the fact that they haven't had one already, now they're like launching it. It makes, of course, all this drama like with all the Meghan and Harry stuff. Like this just feels like thirsty to me. I don't know, but they're not thirsty. They're the royal family. There's just something weird about it. I can't put my finger on it. That's what it is.
Got it. I at first didn't read it as thirst, but upon seeing that others did, I see where they're coming from. I just don't expect them to do the things that we would normally expect from a YouTube
and
channel.
And I love Will and Kate. Like I literally stayed up
we
in high school.
Love William and Kate.
Till like 5 in the morning to watch their wedding. Like I literally love them. And so it's hard for me, you know, to speak out against, but I just don't think that this was it.
I just think that this is not as big of a deal as it seems. It just is like, they're just uploading videos.
I know, but you can't deny, you must trust your gut. When you sent me that link, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it really freaked, and I can't tell you why, it just felt so odd.
That's so funny, because I sent it to you as like, with excitement.
And I was, and like,
excitement excites me.
I received it with like, confusion and shadiness.
Interesting. So it's just like our first impressions
miscommunicating
of it were so different.
Yeah.
Also, they changed their Instagram handle from Kensington Royal to Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
And that's what their YouTube channel name is too.
And so I guess they're like going through a rebrand as a couple, just like, which makes sense. I mean, now it's like, why was it ever called Kensington Royal?
Just nobody knows what that is.
Just because that's where they live.
Like nobody, well, actually probably people in London and like who live in the
Kensington
British.
Kensington Palace.
No, people... Kensington Roy. Oh, yeah. It's just like, it's just confusing.
There's so many homes. There's so many palaces. There's so many.
And as much as like they are like the leaders of the Commonwealth, they are global figures. And like, I don't know the different homes.
Right.
And so for me, they should have changed it.
Yeah. So Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Lovely.
I think they're going to lead with that. Sounds good.
So what's the Instagram handle? Duke and Duchess. It's long. It fits. Damn, it fits.
Nice.
I guess the royals can really do anything they want.
Yeah. So,
and this winter break, I want Jordan.
I want that Instagram handle. So it's a new era. I'm excited. Yeah. We really don't know much about their personalities. Like,
no, not at all.
But I also haven't like spent that much time like looking for interviews.
For their personalities. Right. Yeah. I feel
that. So we shall see.
Very exciting.
Are you ready for our next story?
I am.
Lori Harvey put her boyfriend Michael B. Jordan on a skincare regimen.
LOL.
Lori Harvey is making boyfriend Michael B. Jordan the face of her forthcoming skincare line.
Oh.
The model revealed in a video for Vogue that the actor has been serving as her live test model ahead of the launch. She said, I tested all my products, of course, on myself, but I also tested them on my boyfriend. He has become my live test model, so now he's very into his skincare routine as well. She also said, he tells me all the time that when he's on set, the makeup artists compliment his skin now. That is so beautiful.
I know. Like, I really don't want to believe the people who, like, so... are convinced that like their relationship is like so fake PR, but like this article and interview like gives me that vibe a little bit. But I like ship them so hard. I don't want to believe it, and I really did believe it.
I haven't heard anything like that. That this is. I heard it once, but I never. I believe in it. I believed
in it too. But this article is giving me like a little like Sean and Camilla, like, you know.
But Sean and Camilla are so real.
I know, but like.
But yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I didn't read it. Again, I didn't read it that way. I just thought it was like.
We're just
cute.
Like reading things differently
no,
today.
No, like it's. And I feel like yesterday too.
I feel like yesterday too also.
We read some. Oh, Leah's outfit we read differently.
Oh, and I think people agreed with me.
No, for sure. But like, I just feel like we can always come. At the end, we get on the same page, but it's just like you saw this story and I saw the story and we had totally different reactions.
No, and maybe it's just like the way that you read this particular interview, but I'm like, this is so fake.
No, because it's like when you read these quotes and when someone's writing it up, it seems like so Kelly's mindless
newsy. Transcribed, yeah.
But if she's just doing her Vogue YouTube tutorial and she's like, I'm starting a skincare routine and I'm testing out my boyfriend, like that's cute.
You know, it definitely is. Maybe I just feel like it's like fraudulent because she's just like pushing her makeup. So like that's why, maybe it's not about the relationship. Maybe it's just like marketing.
Yeah. It's all of those things.
Yeah. No. And like, I really do believe in them. The pictures of them are so cute in St. Bart's, and I have a ship built out to sea for them. It's already gone.
And they're literally on it taking photos and paddleboarding. Like,
it's so cute.
Sickening.
We don't even need to ship them because they BYOS'd.
They brought their own ship.
But speaking of skincare, I saw a commercial on TV yesterday for JLo Beauty, and it was literally like, I think they built J-Lo Beauty, like, when her and A-Rod were still together, and I feel like he definitely helped her get, like, crazy investors, because it was just, like, the most expensive commercial I'd ever seen in my life. Her skin looked... I was literally about to buy J-Lo Beauty, JLobeauty.com. Like, her skin looked like honey. Like, it was...
What was the premise of the commercial?
Just promoting. She's like... Do you remember when we were growing up, there were those Cindy Crawford commercials? Like, people for years have asked me about my skin. It was kind of like a infomercial. Do you remember them?
No.
Oh, well, it was like, the most beautiful woman in the world is giving away her beauty secrets. Here they are. Buy it at hsn.com or whatever. The commercial was giving me like that kind of vibe, because she was like, for years, people have asked me about my skincare, and honestly, I couldn't find it all in one place. So you know what I did? I did it myself. And she was like, I took my grandmother's olive oil extract formula and formulated it into our olive oil skincare. And it was just like stunningly done for like a celebrity brand. Like, celebrities and influencers, even their successful brands, like, have that stigma. It was literally like La Mer. Like, it was so
Oh, wow.
Elegant. I was like, damn. I don't love the name J-Lo Beauty. it's just like a celebrity brand.
Yeah.
Whereas I really feel like that she must have like a huge backer, like some company or some person. She, her and A-Rod must have like raised money for it because it's like really professionally well done. And so I just thought like the name was like a little, I was trying to think of like what I would have called it. Like I would have called it like J-Lub. J-Lo Beauty, you know, like something else.
Better.
J-Lo Beauty is like not a good name.
Okay.
But it was like a fancy, it was like an expensive commercial.
Oh, I can't wait to see, but then I'm totally going to be influenced and that's just like the last thing I need.
I know, because it's also, it's priced like La Mer. It's very expensive.
La Mer priced?
No, but it's priced like
Lancome.
Like, I don't think they would sell it at Ulta. Maybe they do, actually, I'm speaking out of turn, but it's like expensive. It's high end.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the packaging is like sickening, but I just can't get, I just don't like the name. It's like bothering me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I feel like that's her thing. I think she did like shoes for a while, and it's like how Kim did all these things until she found Skims, and like that was her niche. I think J-Lo has found her niche. Like, I think this is going to be the thing that takes her into the billionaire stratosphere.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What an endorsement. I can't wait to check it out.
And before I mention, I've never tried or seen a product in my life.
But like, that's some great marketing.
Yeah, no, the marketing is working. Like, I'm going to get something.
You've been marketed.
Now I've been speaking about it. Like, maybe I could just get a PR package. Thanks. I'm really in need of like a good eye cream, a hydration multiplier.
Yeah. Oh, share with me.
Yeah.
Okay, our next story is so sick and disgusting. Someone that we never really talk about, Josh Duggar, was arrested last week.
Yeah, we covered it on the toes.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't here.
Oh, was this a duplicate story?
No. Because now he's out on bail and he had more than 200 images of child sexual abuse material on his computer, say the authorities. Also, the agent described multiple torrent files downloaded from a child abuse series he described as within the top five of the worst that he has ever examined.
Oh my God.
This story gives me such a pit. I've never watched the Duggars.
Me neither. I'm so proud of that.
Like, to never have been a Duggar.
Slugger. I don't know what the fans call themselves. But I did end up on Duggar TikTok. There's like a lot of people like super invested in this family.
Yeah, no, a lot of people.
Do they actually have 19 kids? That's what the show is called, 19 Kids and Counting. So like the two parents, Jim Bob and Billy Bob. What are their, they have 19 kids? That's
they have 19 kids or like with all the grandkids?
No, I think it's 9, because when the show started, none of them were like married with kids.
Okay.
So I think Jim Bob, I think that's his name. And I don't know the wife's name, Teresa, whatever. I think that they have 19 kids, which is just, honestly, not to be judgmental, it's insane. Like, who needs that many kids? And I believe in big families. They like 19.
Really have 19 kids?
They have 20. I guess they had one more. Oh, they adopted the 20th when the show had already started.
Are there any twins or triplets?
I do believe there are. But like, I take it back. I have seen some episodes of the show because I remember being taken aback by their sleeping arrangements. Like, with so many kids. Like, it was a bunk. Like, but in a bedroom. It was actual pandemonium.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's just, I think, really indicative of the state of our, like, culture. That, like, people were obsessed with the Duggars before they found out about
the child abuse.
Let me tell you why this is so upsetting. Obviously, because the crime itself is so abhorrent and disgusting, like vile, the worst of the worst. But like, we knew, you know, like years ago, there were all these allegations from the other siblings. I think one of the older girls is no longer associated with the family. And she and her husband do YouTube videos. And they said that like they support the LGBTQ and like literally quaked the Duggars down. Like, so they're like kind of broken from that. But when we all heard Josh Duggar got arrested, like, what did we think it was for? Like, we all knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So it just seems like this, because we all knew, like, this is something that could and should have been avoided.
Yeah. And just like, so he's out on bail now, but there was a virtual detention hearing for his charges. Yes. And the prosecutors say he had more than 200 images of children on his computer and that they were some of the worst they've ever seen.
And I did see an article that said like he should be allowed to be released on bail because he's not a flight risk, because he's so famous and recognizable that like a star like him couldn't possibly run away without being noticed. It's like, Josh Duggar, have a seat.
That's sit the not fuck a
down.
Thing.
Sit the fuck down. Freak.
Yeah.
This is so upsetting and so disgusting. And just like, I honestly like hate this family.
Yeah.
And this man.
Yeah. Agreed. Ugh. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Some good news.
Oh, the good news brought to you. You guys, today's a huge
lovingly
day.
Lovingly brought to you.
It's a huge day here at the Morning Toast because. Because.
Because real ones will know.
Real ones will know. Today's sponsor is back. Scentbird is back. And I've been waiting for a promo code because I need a refill.
Yeah, we were just talking about how we don't wear enough perfume. We need to get back on the perfume
and
grind.
And we need to try different perfumes.
And Scentbird said, we hear you, we see you, and we're back.
We got you. We have your back. Scentbird is a fragrance subscription service that gives you the opportunity to shop from over 600 brands. It is a flexible subscription so you can skip any month without penalties. They let you choose a new designer fragrance to try every month for just $16. And every month you get to pick what you want to receive, so there are no surprises. They have perfumes and colognes and a lot of unisex options. How it works is that you choose the perfume you want to try, they'll send you a 30-day supply. It's literally the best size. Like, it's so travel friendly. It's, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, it's not a huge bottle. It's really fabulous. And they carry the most sickening designer brands. They have Prada, Gucci, Versace. They also have indie labels like Vince Camuto, The Harmonist, and Confessions of a Rebel. And all of them are 100% authentic. They work directly with the brands. But if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. And some bottles of perfume can cost anywhere from $150 to $500, even more. Because, like, Scentbird carries, I might be pronouncing this wrong, but Amouage costs $345. Ones from The Harmonist can cost $295, Sisley for $280, and so on. So, literally, Scentbird is an absolute no-brainer. And it's $16 a month, but if you decide you want to get the full size, you can purchase it. And we have a code. It'll be only $11 for your first month. So, exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 30% off your first month today. That's only $11 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com. Use our code TOAST for 30% off your first month. Again, that's S-C-E-N-T. bird.com for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11.
Sign on, smell amazing. Oh, it feels good. So good. Feels
good to say that.
It feels good. It smells good.
It is good.
It is good morning, millennials.
Honestly, I feel like we should release a fragrance called Good. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Let's talk to Scentbird.
Like, it just, let's talk to Scentbird. Or, like, by the way, I'm dead serious. I think we need a perfume.
I think we do too, because
we both need a signature fragrance, and also the bottle could be like a sickening palm leaf or something.
Yeah,
and it smells good. Wait, by the way, I don't know how we've never thought of doing a fragrance before.
I'm so excited. And then we'll partner with Scentbird.
Sure. I'm for them to put
part of the samples.
And by the way, Toast is a great name for a fragrance.
But so is Good. Good by Toast.
Good Toast. Toasty goodness.
Good by Toast Fragrances.
Love that. Oh man, that is our next business proposal. I'm on it.
I'm so excited. Are you excited for our next story?
I'm so excited.
I'm hyping it up like a lot.
Oh.
No. It's good news for New York, for actors, actresses. Broadway will reopen at full capacity in New York City on September 14th.
September?
Okay, they could open sooner, but they need time to promote practice. The shows, to practice, to wait for tourists to come back. So even though a lot of things in New York will be opening up
July,
and also May 16th is a date that's floating around of things like coming back, they need time. So the day that it will all be ready, September 14th. And I think we should go see a show, but that's just me.
I'm literally sitting front row at Wicked. Like, I fucking love Wicked.
Ooh, that's the one you would want to see?
I think so. What about you?
I hadn't thought about it. I was thinking something that I'd never seen before.
Like, yeah, but why?
But might as well go with something I know I'm going to love.
And honestly, if you still can be with the wizard. Wouldn't you want
to
do that?
And then maybe I could wear this hat to the party tonight.
If you don't wear a hat to the party tonight, I'm not talking to you.
Okay, done. You don't have to twist my arm.
No, that's exciting. I mean, it's actually crazy because it's like, great, Broadway's back, but like, these are professional actors. They actually need like weeks to train.
Yeah, so they're having those weeks now. Tickets are expected to go on sale on Thursday, and tourists usually account for 65% of annual live theater ticket sales in the city, but like, it's not a super tourist attraction right now. So that's the date.
Okay, I mean,
if you're a Broadway fan from out of town, like, start planning.
Support local theater artists.
Yeah.
And you too can still be with the wizard. What you've hoped and waited for.
You could have all you've ever wanted.
That was really good and really like sweet. You sound like a kid like who got cast like in the Nutcracker, you know?
Thank you, Claudia. Thanks.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Alfie, Just say you're sorry. No, bitch. I'm out of here. Give me my broom.
You guys, you don't have to go to Broadway. Actually, you can just watch The Morning Toast.
No, literally, Elphaba and Glenda.
Literally.
We are literally Elphaba and Glenda.
We literally are.
Wait, are we literally Elphaba and Glenda or figuratively?
We're physically.
And literally.
And mentally.
And spiritually.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Some more good news.
It's the final story. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, what is it? It's a really good intro because SpaceX has landed a Mars rocket prototype for the first time. This is some big, good space news. Good for Elon. Good for space. SpaceX just launched another test flight of an early Mars rocket prototype at its South Texas facility, sending the towering silver vehicle roaring up to about 6 miles above Earth, then putting it through a series of aerial acrobatics before relighting two of its engines.
They put it through a series of areolas? That's what I thought you were going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Before relighting two of its engines and landing it upright back on a landing pad. So,
like, can I be honest?
No. Yeah, sure.
Like, I just, like, really don't give a shit. Like, until somebody, like, you know, builds a house on Mars and, like, I can go visit it, like, I really don't care. I know it's important, and I'm not saying
these things need to happen in order to get to a place where houses are built on
Mars. And, like, me and the aliens are chilling. Like, I get it. But, like, I'm just not interested. It's like, I thought we already did this. Like...
Yeah, but it's baby steps, you know?
I know. It's one small step for man, one large leap for mankind.
Big leap for mankind.
Can we talk about that? I don't really understand. Oh, it's a small step for the man who's taking steps. The man
who
stepped
on the moon. It was a small step for him, but it was a leap for mankind.
I just got chills. I never understood that.
Claudia, that's beautiful.
Do you think that he thought of what he was going to say before?
Yes. I do remember reading somewhere... I feel like I remember that it was such a momentous moment that they had planned like what the first words on the moon were going to be.
As it should be. Cause like, if he just kind of like spit.
Yeah. It's just out, like, he's just like babbling it. On.
It's like, wow, this guy should have been a philosopher, not an astronaut.
Yeah. Has landed.
I don't
know.
Socrates landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Do you know who claimed those immortal words? Neil Armstrong. Okay, well, that's cool. Like, I guess I'm happy for him. I just, like, I need
more. And
that's
some good news, like, going into his big weekend, hosting SNL. Maybe he'll mention it.
So, yeah, I think we should talk about that because I'm still not convinced that I shouldn't buy more Doge because Elon Musk is going to, like, blow Doge. And Doge is already up so much right now.
You
like,
know what? Buy more Doge.
Right now? Hold on. It'll take me 1 second.
How much did you spend the first time?
$200.
I think you should spend another $200.
I think that's what I was planning on doing.
Just do it.
But it's like, I bought it in at 0.04 and now it's at 0.6. But you know what? I'm doing it. Whatever.
But it's still like 0.6. What if one day it gets to one or
200.
Two? Right?
That's right. Then should I just do like a million? Okay. $200 more. It's really like fine. Sending order.
Great.
Done. Okay. So now I have... I don't understand how any of this works, but to the moon.
Literal to the moon and Mars.
Oh,
and
literally.
Back. Yeah, one step for Dogecoin.
Is that
one large leap for Claudia?
Huge. You have no idea. Like, this money could change my life. But what I was gonna say about SNL is that like I'm kind of over like everyone like being so upset about Elon Musk. Like these castmates who are like all verklempt, it's like, are you serious? Like you get to meet one of the greatest minds of our time. Okay, maybe you don't
literal
agree.
Literal Albert Einstein is going on SNL.
This is why like I don't really agree with my generation.
Go Albert.
Go Albert. It's your birthday. Go Albert. Go Elon. Go Elon. It's your birthday. Go Elon. No, like this is where I just don't really agree with my generation and like my culture sometimes. It's like, okay, I'm still not 100% sure like why Elon Musk is considered controversial, but I guess it has a lot to do with like the environment. I really don't know. But okay, people may have legitimate gripes with him, but like we're really gonna like not like let him host SNL. Like we're just gonna let like I just can't get on the same. I literally can't even speak because I just don't understand what these people are so bent out of shape about.
Yes, but I just want to say that Elon Musk was spotted going out to dinner with some of the SNL castmates, and he said that it's been awesome so far preparing for the show. And these are the castmates that he was spotted at dinner with.
Okay, like definitely not Bowen Yang or Adi Bryant, right?
No, of course not.
Wait, Adi Bryant isn't even on. Wait, is she on SNL still? Yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought she left.
Pete Davidson.
Thank God.
Colin Jost.
Thank God.
Kenan Thompson.
Thank God.
Chris Redd.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, shoot. Nope. Chloe Fineman.
Lit for her.
Ego Nwodim.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
I'm glad that he's making friends. No, like they're going to dinner.
So like sad because like as much as it's like this big popular thing, you spend the whole week with these people and like you want them to like you.
Yeah. And I think some of them probably do like him. Some of them are outspoken against him. And I'm pretty sure Lauren said if any of them don't want to do it that week, that they don't have to.
No, I know. And like, why is that even a thing? Like, I'm just, I refuse to go down a rabbit hole of like why Elon Musk is bad. Like, because if there's stuff there, like, I just don't want to know. But as far as I know, he's a genius. Like, geniuses say and do crazy things. Like,
yeah. It's part of the geniosity.
Like, hello, I'm a genius. That's why I'm always getting in trouble.
Yeah, totally. I'm so excited for SNL.
Me too.
Maybe we should watch together, even though it sounds so late.
I have a party, so like I'm really not even going to be able to watch it live.
Oh.
But I will be watching my Robin Hood live.
I think I'll watch live.
100%. What, are you going to go to bed?
No.
Do you have plans?
No, I don't have plans.
I'm going to a full-blown like cocktail party because, you know, I've said this a million times. Like, we're living in a post-pandemic world. Do not look for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be found.
No.
I'm in Mykonos. I'm on the edge of a cliff. I'm with Norma Kamali. I'm touching everyone. Like, that's where I am physically and emotionally. Do not look for me.
No.
Ever.
We are not. We won't. Only from 10 to 12 are we looking for you.
No, Monday through Friday, like, I can mostly be found. And I'm not against being found. But mostly, maybe, like, Thursday night to Monday morning. Like, do not even attempt to look for me. Like, I'm okay. Don't want to be found.
Great. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I got you. I'll cover for you.
Let's dive into our TV recap. The Real Housewives of New Jersey was on last night, and it was a fine episode, but the Watch Trapman's Live special afterward was really, like, what we should be talking about. This TV recap segment is brought to you by Nuts.com, an incredible website that you have to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. They have a variety of super high-quality, delicious snacks. They have white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, whatever, crystallized ginger, honey sesame sticks. They have great dried fruit, nuts, chocolates. They have amazing snacks. And if you are a snack kind of connoisseur, always looking for new snacks in your pantry, you got to check out Nuts.com. It's not just for nut lovers because I don't really even die for nuts, but it is your one-stop online pantry shop. They have so many different varieties of snacks, pantry items like candies, dried fruits, pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. It's so fun to shop on. You try things you never thought you would try, and they're so delicious. Our whole studio is like stocked with snacks.
So many snacks by nuts.com. It's not just nuts. It's literally every snack under the sun, and everything is such premium, delicious, high quality candy, dried fruits, nuts, whatever it is, you can find it at nuts.com. And that way you don't have to like go shopping at a million places for all the snacks that you want.
It's like high quality artisanal stuff you won't even find in the grocery store.
One stop shop for quality snacking.
They have over 4,000 products to choose from, plus delicious, healthy kid family snacks like dried strawberries, custom trail mix, plus all the raw organic roasted, salted, and candied nuts you can imagine, even chocolate dipped.
If you want to treat yourself to something like so delicious, like a sweet treat in your home, might I suggest the white chocolate truffle cashews? I believe that's what they are.
They have gluten-free and vegan options. They have super fast delivery. Most orders ship on the same day, and their products are fresher than the supermarket. So if you want to be a new Nuts.com customer, you can get free shipping on your first order when you text TOAST to 64,000. So text TOAST to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from Nuts.com. That's TOAST to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at Nuts.com/terms.
Sign on. Go Nuts.
Go Nuts. Okay,
let's What are you, nuts if you're not shopping at nuts.com?
That should be their new slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Real Housewives in New Jersey was like low-key boring because Jackie's party got like imploded from like Dolores didn't want to come, and then like Melissa had to go because Joe was in the hospital, and so I actually felt so sad for Jackie.
I thought it was a trip because they were going to Glenmere Mansion.
Yes.
And then all the women showed up without rolling suitcases, and so I was like, oh, it's a day trip and they're gonna drive so far
to drink and then drive back, like
torturous
day. She should have just celebrated. She should have just, you know, done one of her classic pizza parties in the lawn
on the basketball court.
Yeah. So I like felt bad for her, but like loved the drama of kidney stones, and I loved that Dolores was like, tell Joe to go to Patterson Hospital. That's where David is today, and I'll send him over. And like, of course, the night before, Joe was being such a prick to Dolores about David, and then David's the one taking care of him, passing his kidney stones. And Have you never had a brush with kidney stone? I don't know anyone who's had one, but they sound painful because Joey had one on Friends.
Yeah, really painful. I just want to say in the battle of Dolores versus everyone, I'm on Dolores' side completely.
Of course.
Everyone is just like being so nosy. And by the way, like yeah, she said this last season and she said that this season. And you guys are like so confused. But like she said from the beginning of the season that she's happy. She looks happy. She seems happy. I would not question her happiness if I was her friend.
No, and she like, looks like she's in such a good place.
She looks like she's in the best place out of maybe all of them. When she was having her kids dinner, that was
for
just
their birthday.
So nice. And then when she said like he shows up when it counts, yeah, he doesn't come to these like dumb housewife shit.
Maybe you guys want to be on the show.
No, but like that's not as important to her as like you're showing up for my kid's birthday. Like he shows up when it matters and those things don't matter. I heard you, Dolores. I see you 100%.
Yes, because Jackie, when Dolores stormed out of the party at Melissa's house, no, is her name Melissa, that girl?
Michelle.
I'm like, no, there's not two Melissas. Jackie was like, you know, just last year she said she wanted a ring and like now I guess she doesn't. We just never got the update. And I was like, okay, I guess that's a good point. And then Marge was like, no, we didn't get the update, but like we all know, we just listened to her and like we got it. Like she doesn't need to write it out. And once again, like Marge just like speaking facts, being the true moral compass of the show and the only one who's being, who didn't participate in the poll and who's being a good friend to Dolores. Like I'm so on team Dolores. All the other women are so annoying. Jennifer's so fucking annoying. Like I try to like her because she's like great TV, but like my God, she's such a bad friend and she's so annoying. And she's supposed to be, she has been like blindly loyal to Teresa and Dolores this whole time. And now she's just being a pain in the ass because she feels like it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so excited to see her renovate her home.
Who?
Jennifer.
Yeah.
And it looks great. I love that furniture.
Is that the Z Gallery couch?
It didn't look so similar to our couch, but her whole aesthetic was giving me Z Gallery vibes.
The pillows were definitely Z Gallery. I think it's the Z Gallery Luca couch that we have. I
loved that whole, how she like kind of split her living room up into two living rooms. I loved the big ass coffee table. It was stunning. Like that will be inspo for me one day.
Yeah, no, it must be so nice to just like have a revamp. And
her home was so weird looking before.
Yeah, and I didn't really notice until like they were all going over there in the last week's episode and Jackie was like, this is like the Taj Mahal. If the Taj Mahal had a huge mortgage and no furniture.
Which and it
is
reminds
like
me of so Teresa's.
Mean. Yeah.
Like big house, no furniture.
I wonder, I just saw Teresa TikToking in her old house. So I guess she hasn't moved out and bought a new one yet.
She did buy the one.
She bought one.
Yeah.
But she hasn't moved out. Or I guess. Maybe the other one hasn't sold.
Maybe.
Because I'm really excited for this new chapter for her.
Me too. Like I actually was thinking how in the beginning of the season she was bothering me so much and I couldn't imagine watching another episode with her being the star. And now that she's like in this happy place, she's not fighting with anyone and she's just talking about like her boyfriend, it really does go to prove like she's been such a miserable person these last few years because she's been going through miserable things. And now that like a lot of that has subsided, she definitely is like a better person for it. So as much as I've been annoyed at everyone like giving her a pass all these seasons, it's like she really hasn't always been this animal. Like she was just going through so much.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of flashbacks. And I think it was Melissa who said like Teresa has not been happy in 10 years in her opinion. And when they flashed back to like 2009, so like more than 10 years ago when they moved into the house and the girls were so little and it was before all the tax stuff. She was like a completely different person.
Yeah, and she was still like saying dumb things and like starting fights.
She was
people,
just, but like, silly,
but she wasn't this
lighthearted,
miserable, like soul sucking, sucks the life out of every room person. And that's who she's become. But she's really on the other side of it now, like with her boyfriend. And Joe is so happy for her. And I know she's getting annoyed at Joe for like spilling the beans, but like, how can he not be excited? She's been in a miserable marriage for so long and in a miserable legal battle situation for the last 8 years. Like, you have to be happy for her. You really do.
Yeah, and I'm happy for her, and I can, like, move forward now. I've moved on from the Jackie and Evan stuff.
So has Jackie, and so has Evan.
Yeah, but now I'm moving forward. But I watched What Happens Live last night, which we need to talk about. But I feel like everyone's always sort of, like, putting, like, Teresa, Jackie, and Evan, like, in the same, like... There's something weird.
Teresa, like, would literally do anything to fuck Evan, and that's what I think.
I don't disagree.
There's some... And she also, like... kind of wants to fuck her brother. but the Watch What Happens Live special, which they've been doing the specials every day this week. Last night was All the Real Housewives of New York. The night before that was Blast from the Past. So they had like people who used to have shows on Bravo. And last night was
House Husbands of New Jersey.
The Real House Husbands of New Jersey. They did like a special intro for the show where they did like a mock tagline. It was so good. Frank's was like, I don't know where these other men rank, but there's a reason they call me Big Frank.
And Bill's when Bill's was like, I'm the only Bill my wife takes care of.
No, the only Bill my wife is responsible for. Joe Benigno was like, I wear the pants, but my wife picks out the shirt.
No, like these are better than housewife taglines.
Joe Gorgas was so lame. Like, we get it. Your wife has a store called Envy. You may envy my wife, but wait till you see my life. Lame.
Yeah.
And Evans was, the only thing I do at the gym is turn heads. Why do I remember every single one of these?
No, and also, so like, good. Why is Evan still talking about the gym? Like,
Well, I think they probably wrote that for him, and that's literally the only notable thing he's really contributed. Or it could be about how he doesn't get blowjobs. My wife may not blow me, but maybe the girl at the gym will. Like, something like that. And it was a great episode. It's actually just a really interesting dynamic how there's so many fights amongst the women. And when Andy asked them about the different fights, like, they do disagree, but someone asked, they're like, how do you guys stay, like, best friends, but your wives fight, and, like, it doesn't affect you? And they were like, we really just don't, like, care.
Yeah, no, they all, like, agree with their wives, and no one did not defend their wife in those segments. And nobody gets mad
at the other man for not for defending what their wife did.
They obviously, like, have this pact and, like, made an agreement early on, like, whatever goes on with these women, like, even when, like, they started fighting at the Jersey Shore and the men just got up from the table, like, they're not interested, they don't care, and
I loved it.
I think they also just have, like, a good sense about them to be like, this is our wives' jobs. Like, it's really not that personal most of the time, so just let them do their thing.
I completely agree.
If their
agree.
Relationships change as much as the ladies, like, it would always be, they couldn't keep up.
Yeah, but I just, like, loved it. And honestly, like, I, last night, like, I think I actually had a dream because I, like, fell in love with Frank Catania, like, all over again. The way he was just, like, talking about Dolores, who he's not even married to, but he was just, like, defending her so wholeheartedly, like, I don't know, he was just, like, saying the sweetest things about her, and, like, I just, like, ship, I really do, like, I ship them so hard, it's crazy.
I know, but, like, why?
It'll never happen.
Why can't he stop cheating? Like,
right, no, she said, like, I'll never get back with him because I'll never be able to really forgive him for what he did, and he said I would never get back with her because I can't guarantee that I wouldn't cheat on her. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, that's crazy.
But they just love each other so much, and, like, I'm telling you, if they tried, like, there's something there.
Who? No, I love their modern family. I love David. I think he gives Dolores that stability that she needs. Frank is, like, family at this point. They're literally, like, brother and sister.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I just, like, ship them so hard.
In that way. Like, they're family, but they're not, like, in love.
But when they, like, show pictures of, like, when the kids were really young and they were taking these family portraits, like, they were so adorable. Like, such a Jersey couple.
Yeah. So who's your favorite?
Okay, let's go through. Evan is not my favorite, but he is the one I would definitely, like, fuck. Love Joe Benigno. He's up there. And why was Andy calling him Joe Bonino? Is that how it's pronounced?
I don't think so.
When Andy, like, said to Frank, did you get Botox? I was shocked because I didn't even notice it, but his forehead literally didn't move.
No, I know. And then I'm glad he came clean because everyone would have been like, oh, so you're a liar.
That's
too.
So lame. Yeah. Okay. So honestly, it's between Frank or Joe Benigno. And I might have to say Frank.
Yeah, Frank or also Bill Aiden.
I love Bill Aiden, but on the episode, he was, like, giving me nothing. He was, like, not even talking, and he was very nervous.
No, he's such a class act.
Like, so classy.
He, like, he had an answer for everything. I think, like, he's, like, in the drama, but so above it. I might go Bill.
No, and he literally...
Bill or Frank, like, for me.
And his wife is so indefensible. Of all the women, I think she's the one who's the most indefensible, besides Teresa, but she didn't have a husband there. I think, and I have a lot of respect for the fact that, like, he didn't waver. He's like, no, I think Jennifer should have said that. Like, when, like, literally he's such a reasonable man, he obviously doesn't think that.
No, but, like, he's a good husband, first and foremost.
Do you think that, like, the whole house husband thing, like, drives Teresa crazy? Because, like, she thinks it's her show, but, like, literally, I tune in for the men.
No, I don't think so. I think she likes, like, being surrounded by the guys. Like, I don't, and she just finds another way to, like, make it about her. Okay. Also, maybe eventually, like, Louis will be part
That's of what I was thinking.
The group.
And Louis Prima, like, is he going to be?
I don't know why he wouldn't be. Like, he posts on Instagram and stuff.
Joe loves him.
And everyone says, like, they're so serious, like, they would get married. And if David can be on the show, like, I think Louis should be too.
No, of course. But it's about, A, does he want to be a part of it? And B, like, will the men, like, want to be brothers poker night with him? Because they said, Andy was like, why don't you have such this clique, like, why not David? Like, David is the one who's actually dating Dolores. And they said they invite him to everything, but he works. And I just honestly, I think what they're not saying is that he just doesn't want to be on the show that much. He does it because Dolores loves it. It's Dolores's work, and he does the bare minimum, but he just doesn't want to do it. And I can respect that, someone who's, like, a doctor and, like, has a, like, a serious life.
Totally. I'm very happy with the situation at hand. And also, like, if Louis does join the boys and, like, he's able to just jump right in and everybody likes him, like, that will be a ringing endorsement.
Oh, of course. But when Melissa was like, this is literally her husband, I'm like, no. Like, she doesn't want to be single for, like, a little bit longer. She was just trapped in this, like, awful marriage.
I don't think she was, like, even when she was married or getting divorced, like, she was never, like, excited to be single. Like, she's just excited. She was excited to, like, be in love and be loved.
And get fucked.
Yeah. But also just, like, to be with someone that is just, like, so happy to be with her. So if she's found that, so it doesn't matter whether she's single or in a relationship, like, she's feeling loved. And so I don't think she needs to go and be single again.
That's actually a fair point. Well, it was a good episode. I really loved the Watch What Happens Live. Tonight is, like, former Housewives. Jill Zarin's on it. I think Gretchen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're getting better. And Sunday night...
Is Taylor Armstrong on it?
I hope so.
And I think Phaedra's on it. I saw Phaedra is on very it. Quickly, like, faces.
Yes, me
and
too.
I'm trying to remember.
And then Sunday is The Real House Kids, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah. They tonight, really should have found a way to do it all in studio, especially because, like... All
especially the New York...
The no, husbands are in New Jersey. The
Jersey women... The Jersey men could have done it. The New York women could have done it. The kids, it's like 30 kids, and half of them live around the country. That I understand. But the fact
they
that...
They could have had tri-state area kids.
They could have had tri-state area kids. I'm very much looking forward to that. And tonight is Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which hopefully is not as boring as it's been, and Summer House Part 2 reunion. So I'm very excited about
that. Oh, I guess
that.
I won't be caught up in time. Is there a Part 3?
No.
Oh, so then I guess I missed the season. But I do plan on watching because I trust your endorsement.
No, it's so good.
Cool.
And that's our show. Anything else you want to talk about before we bounce?
No, everyone enjoy your Thursday. Next time we see you, it will be Friday. And that's just an exciting thing to think about.
So don't forget to acknowledge the space that you are currently in.
It's the best possible space. It's the spring weekend. It's the snitch's birthday. Friday's around the corner. Live it up.
Friday. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing Thursday. We will see you tomorrow for
Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye.